Hey y'all, we're here. It's I'm gonna say the date because it's January the 20th and it's a full moon and it's a lunar eclipse, so that is pretty special. Basically, if there's anything you want to finalize, kind of cut out of your life, anything you really want to begin to do in your life, or really want to stop for good, be it relationship, be it a habit, be it a way of thinking, anything like that, tonight is a really good time to actually really set that intention and really kind of put your best foot forward with that. There's a lot of energy going on tonight, and so I just wanted to bring that up. And in light of that, I am actually going to pull a couple of tarot cards. Okay. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with tarot, but essentially they are cards that have symbols to them, and you essentially learn those symbols and you put your energy into your cards and you shuffle them. And as the cards come out, you learn to tell a story with them, okay? So just in light, I'm really going to try to shuffle the cards and really try to think about, focus on who would potentially be listening to this podcast, okay? And what would be going on in your guys' life? Because I don't know if you guys know or listen to it, but my first podcast was quite a doozy. So let's shift the focus to you guys. So I'm shuffling and I'm concentrating on the people that are listening to this. Different decks, and because this is my first time doing this, I'm going to use the one that I'm most familiar with. First card out is the Six of Swords. So there are four different, let's say, suits. I'll try to explain this to you as if they're playing cards that you play cards with, but they're not, okay? But there's four suits, and one of the suits is swords. And swords, think of swords as mental energy, your mind, your brain, thinking, ideas, okay? And the Six of Swords, in the card, it's a person and a child, an adult and a child in a boat. And there is another person who's steering the boat, who is just the owner of the boat, who's not part of the people necessarily. Could be, but I don't think so right now. And they are leaving, they're paddling out of like rough waters, and they have their head down and they just look really relieved to be leaving and going somewhere more peaceful. Okay, so that's kind of the idea of that card. That's pretty much what I'm thinking too. And as I shuffle, comes out the Five of Pentacles. And so Pentacles is the other suit, another suit. And think of Pentacles as money, of course, but the earthly realm, security, belongings, stability, something secure. Something tangible, something that you work for, you work towards, that you can have, okay? A sure thing, pretty much. Or money, again, back to that. But the Five of Pentacles in tarot, the number five, is kind of a number that people think of as challenging. You're right in the midst of really going through going through it, okay? Some conflict, you're learning your lessons, and that's what I've kind of learned through tarot. Anytime you're at a hard spot, anytime you have some harder cards, and it's learning lessons. And I always feel a little positive of that, because you know what? If you're going through it, that means there's something else better on the other end that's different from what you've, the same old, okay? And when I see the Five of Pentacles card, there's two people. One has crutches, but they both are kind of in tattered clothing, and it's snowing and it's cold outside, and they're walking by a church with a stained glass window. And they look tired, but they look like they're picking up the pace, because they're just rounding the bend where they can go inside and actually get warm and have something warm to eat. And it's interesting coming beside right after the Six of Swords. I almost feel like the Five of Pentacles is the troubled waters that the Six of Swords is paddling away from, okay? So I think that maybe 2018, or maybe Christmas time, the holidays, was maybe a tricky time for some people. The next card that just came out was the Knight of Wands. Okay, so that's really shaking up the energy. So Wands is the third suit. Think of Wands as passion, also new ideas, but more like inspiration, action, acting, actually, what's the word, the phrase I'm trying to think of? Practical application of what you want to do, okay? It can be that, but it is also passion, so it's fast moving, it's fire. It's much less concerned with the end results as it is, what are we doing right now with what we have? Like, what am I feeling right now? What are we doing about it? Let's do it. Let's move. And especially the Knight of Wands is almost like a 19-year-old per se, okay? Like that type of fast acting, like just go with the flow. But fast. Like, oh, we want to do this, let's do it, okay? And he is someone who feels a lot of feels, a lot of passion, and is going to go for what he wants right away. But the second that he kind of is done with that adventure or feels bored, that he is on to the next. He's not going to stay, okay? But when you're looking at the two cards we already had, the Six of Swords and the Five of Pentacles, and that energy, you know what? A little fleeting passion might not be a bad thing. It might just be something good to kind of kick up the dust, okay? Another way you could look at it, the Knight of Wands, focusing too much on the Knight of Wands, either having that energy yourself or trying to build something with that type of energy could have gotten you to the Five of Pentacles and maybe the Six of Swords. Is what you're moving away from is that type of energy, because it ends up in the Five of Pentacles. So it could either go either way, okay? The next card we have is the Nine of Wands. So again with the Wands, and this is still passion, this is still fire, this is still, you know, what you're feeling. But when I say feeling, I don't necessarily mean emotions. I mean, like, think of the planet Mars. Like, think of the fire. Think of the passion, okay? Let's just stick with that word. And the Nine of Wands is a man who is holding a wand. He has a bandage around his head, and he has the look on his eyes like, fucking try me, okay? I've been there. I have these nine wands. And they're all the rest of the wands are behind him, almost like he's standing in the doorway holding a wand, and all the other wands behind him are the door. And he's like, you know, no one's getting through here unless they are amazing for me. No ideas are getting through here. I'm not trying anything. No people are coming in here. I am the wounded warrior. And I am finally at the place where I'm not putting up with any BS. That's kind of the energy of that card. Okay, so I don't know. It kind of seems like whatever you went through, you are really standing your ground and not kind of going to go through that again, which actually, based on the energy we just talked about, even with the eclipse happening, that is a good place to be. To be honest, I mean, at least for the time being, not forever, but it is for the time being. And if you have been taken off the energy of the Knight of Wands, then I would say by looking at these cards, you might want to think about really kind of picking a little bit of a lane more than you have been prior, just simply because so far, I don't know that it's really gotten you where you need to go. But if you haven't been a Knight of Wands and you have been not doing too well and doing the same old, then using the Knight of Wands energy might be exactly what you need. Using the Knight of Wands energy and the nine, sorry, allergies might say knight as in knight in shining armor. And nine, the number. using that type of passion and that type of defense and like follow through is actually a good place to be, especially coming from maybe not the best time of your life. Okay. So where are we going from here? That's kind of where are we going from here. Okay, so what it looks like, what came up is the Eight of Swords. And so back to the swords. Swords, again, are the mental energy, the thinking, the mind. Basically, a lot of times, and like right now, I'm really picking up that it's your own thoughts. And it is a person who is in the middle of, I don't know, there's sand and there's water at her feet, and she's kind of like encased and circled in a bunch of swords, eight swords, and she is tied up a little bit and has bandana around her eyes. She can't see. But the whole thing with Eight of Swords is that they say that it's self-imposed, and they say that there's a major space where she could easily walk out of the trapment that she's in. She could walk out through between the swords. And she's not even really tied that tight. Like, she could easily get out of the ties and take the blindfold off. And in the background is actually a mountain with a castle. Now, it could be that she's not actually ready, or you're not actually ready to climb the mountain and get to the castle or get to the village and actually face the people and face your next step of your life. And by the looks of it, you kind of look like you need a little bit of a time out. And just make sure you're not staying too long in the Nine of Wands, because I could see how the Nine of Wands, the defensive pose, the this is never going to happen to me again type of pose, could over time turn into the Eight of Swords, the I don't know what the fuck to do, and I've been in limbo so long that now I don't know what direction I do want to take. I know where I don't want to be again. But in terms of going forward, you know, all I see is maybe red flags everywhere, and I don't know how to feel good about something, okay? So be careful that doesn't come into play, because getting stumped, like, bad things happen, and we make wrong choices, and that's supposed to propel us forward, but it's so easy to actually make us stop moving forward. It happens to a lot of people. It's definitely happened to me. But it's youth is magical years, and you don't want to stay stagnant for too long, because then you're gonna wish you had those years of your youth back. You gotta snap out of it at a certain point. Okay, you do. Okay, so what else is going on? The passion. Where are we going with this? The people who are listening to this podcast, what energy is the best course of our action for our highest good. So we got two cards that came out. The first is the Four of Cups. Okay, so finally some emotion. So the Four of Cups is, cups is the other suit. And cups, as you can imagine, hold water, let's say at the basic level. And cups are our emotions. Okay, this is what we feel, what other people feel. Feeling emotion is a form of thinking, but it's thinking with your, you could say intuition, because intuition and emotion have a little bit of a link, if you ask me. But of course, as we all know, feeling emotion and not putting intellect into those emotions, on some level at least, you can't just run away with your emotions, because emotions can be very high and can make you make all kinds of mistakes in the moment that give yourself 24 hours to cool down, and you might not think that way anymore at all, because emotions actually change the chemistry of your brain and your adrenaline. So you got to be careful with those, right? But anywho, there's a man sitting under a tree, and there's literally a little cloud, and beside him on eye level, coming out of the cloud, is a hand, and the hand is holding a golden cup. But in front of him are three other golden cups. And the idea behind the card is that the three other golden cups have been there. He's had them for a while. He knows what's in them. Potentially he is staring at them because he's so focused on what was in them before and his experiences with those cups, that he's not even really looking at the magical cloud hand that's coming out of nowhere holding the cup. So in a way, this could be slightly positive, because it could be the energy could be there in the near future that you could get a chance to feel a glimmer of the right path for you, or a glimmer of something that could be really good for you and more along the lines of why you're on this earth, okay? Emotionally speaking, especially. And I mean, hey, it's nice to feel good every now and then. Be really careful again, just not to focus too much on days gone by, on heartstrings that have been hurt in the past, things that have happened. I think it's just more encouragement, if not anything, but energetically, to really know that, like, this too shall pass, and things are going to be coming up, and they could be good things, and if you move forward, they're always going to be better than what was in the past, better for you, because your road is meant to go forward. And don't try not to ignore them. Always remember that they're there, and even if you don't take the option, acknowledge it, look at it, see it for what it is, respect it, appreciate that it was there for you, because that is encouraging that there was another option there for you. And the other card that came out was Justice. And this, of course, is a person in a robe sitting in a little bit of a throne, just a stone seat, essentially, holding a tall sword in one hand up, and in the other hand, he's holding the scales of justice. And I forgot to say, the suit of the swords, albeit it is mental energy, it's clarity, it's thinking, it's the truth also. It's clarity of thought, and it is absolutely the truth of the matter. Clarity. So, let me just kind of look at all this stuff together. Justice is kind of coming in and saying, don't forget the truth, okay? About everything that's happened. Don't forget about the energy that you've put into this situation and the choices that you've made and the truths that you either knew or maybe now have kind of realized. And that it is time to have things come out in the wash. Fair for both parties. It's always for the highest good. They always say the best kind of negotiation is when both parties leave and they feel like they didn't get everything that they exactly wanted. And that's not always a bad thing, to be honest. But it is good that justice would come out. I mean, and even if you say have done something in the wrong in the last year, that is not necessarily a bad thing, that you would kind of deal with that a little bit with justice and having to kind of go through the motions of, you know, maybe repercussions of that, or learning those lessons and having to kind of do a little bit of work internally in life, because you're always going to come out better the other side. And when I look at the bottom of the deck, it's the Page of Pentacles, and the page is youthful spirit. It's brand new, fresh. And Pentacles is something that you can count on. It's a chance at money or a new business venture, or maybe you meet a new friend. You know, it's an offering. It's an offer of something real. It's an offer of something tangible. So 2019 might be a really good time to kind of start fresh and to take some time and really look at how things have played out and deal with the feelings of that. Be patient with yourself and be kind of, if somebody else has done you wrong or if something has failed that you've put effort into, that is very difficult and that is hard and that is sad and that's disappointing, and there might be a mess left over from that, but you gotta just start cleaning it up. It's good to start cleaning it up. It's good to start waving through the destruction and keep your head up, keep your eyes out, even if you're not ready to see the good things yet, or at least do something with the good things. See them, notice them, have a little smile for it, and even if you're not ready for it, okay, that's okay, but don't ignore them, because you can't be in denial. You can't be in that Eight of Swords with a blindfold on thinking there's nothing good. Well, yeah, there is. You might not be in the mood for it yet, but it is there, so you don't lie to yourself about it, okay? And the card under that is the Magician, and that is a very strong energy card. That's a major card. That is the energy of the universe. And the Magician has the Cups, the Pentacles, the Wand, and the Sword. He has everything that he needs to manifest what he really puts his efforts into. The trick with the magician is that have a good heart with this. Have the good intentions. Manifest for your best foot forward. And your best foot forward isn't going to be hurting anyone else. It's by default. It's everyone's highest good, okay? It has to be in everyone's highest good. Definitely your own. But just remember, with justice and the Magician and the Page of Pentacles, we're looking onwards and upwards. You're not trying to get yourself in the same mess. You're trying to start with for success, okay? So you're starting off on the right foot. You want healing. We want to be in touch with our actual truth. We want blinders off. We want heads up, eyes open, hearts open, minds open, not cloudy, not stuck in habits, not stuck in same old, not stuck in regrets. Have them, they're there, it's okay, we're dealing with it. We're going forward in our good due time. You know, maybe we have sat on the couch for 5 days and the sixth day we still want to sit on the couch, but maybe we make ourselves go outside for a 5-minute walk just to change it up. Not too much, but it's something different. And then we go back and we lay on the couch. You know, it's the little things. You climbing out of a hole, you need some time. But it's the little things. Be patient. Once a week, try something different for 5 minutes just to kind of like have some fresh air for a minute, okay? Start like that. And we are going to that's that. That's all we're doing for that for right now. And I am going to pull one. It's called an oracle card. So it's not tarot, but it's essentially energy cards. Think about good energy or like angels or what the universe, what love, what source, what if you had a best friend and they had died and they were wise. That sounds so morbid. The messages that they would try to send you, because once you're in that place, you're the earthly bullshit isn't, you know, a lot of times we hope what I think is the bad or I'm doing the air quotations and I said that parts of your personality aren't there anymore. It's just clarity. Okay, so the messages for the right path that they would try to send. And I always say, the people, when somebody's trying to say something to you that is comes across maybe critical, you can always tell if they're saying it to be a bossy dick or if they're saying it because they love you so much and they almost cringe saying it because they know that you might not like it, but they have to say it to you because they think that they're actually helping you and saving you by telling you the honest truth. Like, the truth hurts, but sometimes the truth is said by somebody that loves you, even if it's inconvenient, okay? So, okay, the people who are listening to this podcast, what is the best message from the universe in this time right now? Okay, so some fell out, but I'm going to take the one that fell right in my lap. And it is Go the Distance, a number 47, and it is a cheetah flying fastly across the desert, so fast that his spots are falling off to the checkered flag. So we are going to look that up really quick. And it's a little bit of a read. Oh, in the tarot deck, there's like 58 cards too. I just want to kind of put that in perspective. I don't know how many there are in this deck, but there's 52 cards. Okay, so anyways, Go the Distance. Depending on what time it is, the eclipse might have already happened, but it is good to go outside, guys, even for like 10 minutes and just kind of look up at the sky. Go the Distance. Essential meanings. Endurance. Strength. The long haul. Okay, the oracle's message. To bring your dream to life, you must think long term and pay no attention to the fluctuations in the current of your experience. Joy and disappointment commingle with opportunities, so there is no need to fear the occasional obstacle. Life is not a sprint. This card is a reminder that you have endurance, strength, and fortitude to carry you all the way. Remain true to yourself. Your authenticity alone will keep you in alignment with the energy of miracles. What is yours will never be withheld from you. Remember that. And because this is the first time I'm doing this, and it's the night of the eclipse, I am going to read the rest of it. It's a little lengthy, and I understand if you click off early, but okay. Relationship message. You either are in or are calling in a harmonious relationship that can stand the test of time. For better or worse, as you ride the ups and downs and even strain, break yourself, and are remade in new growth, you are being redeemed by the power of regeneration. Harmony does not mean there will never be a wrong note played, but that the relationship is marked by endurance and dedication to overall unity. A new song can be written, an instrument can be tuned, and the symphony of love will play on. It's beautiful, but it's a little cheesy. Okay. Listen with your heart. Isn't it magnificent? And as I'm reading this, guys, like, you know, to be honest, if I don't say so myself, what we just talked about in the tarot is kind of the same type of vibe as this oracle message from a different deck. So, you know, that's kind of cool. Prosperity message. Your most precious dreams are not about instant gratification, but enduring prosperity. This is a time to think long term and engage in continued action. You will experience momentum building as you translate the ebb and flow into slow and steady movement forward. Your efforts, ideas, and hard work now can lead to greater riches than you can imagine. Stoke the fire so that an uninterrupted stream of energy is available to support you in all the phases of manifestation. Be assured that you are in the right place right now. Yes, guys, honestly, like, if you do the work coming through a hard time, one of these days you're going to wake up, especially as spring comes in after February, and you're just going to really feel like, yes, you've learned something from all of that, and you're going to do something great with it now. Like that Page of Pentacles, okay, last part, protection message. Do you feel as if you've been wandering in the desert now for ages and ages and nothing is happening? When you conjure up the image of a desert, you picture parched lips, sunburned skin, and mirages. But there is more to it than that. Amid the hot sands are creatures with resilient spirits, tough skins, and the willingness to burrow deep underground for water so that they may thrive. This is a time of developing survival skills and resilience. You are learning how to conserve your strength, and in this temporary time of austerity, it's wise to be selective about where you expend your energy. Listen to the call of your soul, because it will never lead you astray. This is an important time for letting go of what's not important. Like, you guys, hello, okay? Like, I'm really feeling what just, like, our vibe right now. That was amazing. When the oracle card that is shuffled at random and falls out at random matches, like, what we just talked about in the tarot, the energy that just showed up in the cards, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know. I just feel like who is listening right now is, you know what? We're just going to end it like that. Have a good full moon. Have a good full moon eclipse. Get outside if you get a chance to. It's freezing, raining where I am right now. It's just like an absolute gong show. But Monday morning tomorrow, start off with your best foot. Maybe get outside for 5 minutes. And I hope everyone feels feeling themselves tonight, and tomorrow everyone feel yourself then too. Okay, good night.